All right, ladies and gentlemen, we're back here at Tampa Bay Comic Con 2021 Geek Culture Congress here with Ruben, the writer, and we're going to talk about his brand new book. How you doing, man? You
enjoying? I'm doing good, man. Doing good. Can't complain.
Tell me about your new comic book.
So the book is called The Illusion Witch. It's actually a series that just got picked up by Behemoth Comics.
Wow.
So okay, nationwide release next year, starting in March.
Nice.
So I'm just out here kind of pumping issue one, you know. Issue one and two were successfully funded on Kickstarter. So
excellent.
I wanted to get rid of these covers because we're actually going to be doing all new covers
Let's show them off.
Yeah. Looking good.
So tell me about The Illusion Witch.
So the book centers in around Adia Locke. Okay. She's a world-famous illusionist who, on the surface, looks like she's got everything she wants, money, fame, beauty.
Mm-hmm.
But really, she's like a tortured individual. She's gone through some trauma in her life, so she kind of keeps people at an arm's distance.
Okay.
And she gets sucked into a fantasy world called Sarai and told that she's their only hope for survival against this guy right here.
Wow, and who's that?
That's the three, essentially, you know, one, two, three heads. Self-explanatory, but they were actually once three brothers, very separate, and through some bit of magic and a fight, they ended up becoming this three-headed monster that's kind of consuming the fantasy world of Sarai. And Adia gets chosen for a reason. I don't want to give too much away, but
no
she
spoilers.
Doesn't. Yeah, no spoilers.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
But she doesn't really see it in herself. She doesn't see the hero. So she's kind of got to go on that journey to become the hero that Sarai needs.
Cool, cool. So what was the inspiration for the story?
So it's a little depressing, but I lost my mom in 2014. And I noticed that, like, after she passed away, I was kind of, like, regressing, right? And, like, I realized that I wasn't keeping up with my relationships. I wasn't worried about anything else, but just, like, the sense of feeling very alone. And then my friends kind of brought me out of that. And it made me realize, like, man, some people deal with grief in, like, really weird ways. And, like, what happens if you don't have an anchor? What happens if you don't have something that brings you back, right? And do you become like Adia, right? Like, just disconnected and only worried about yourself and the things that go along with your life. So putting that kind of responsibility on somebody who's kind of just pushed everything that they care about away felt kind of like it went hand in hand.
Excellent, excellent. So somebody wants to get a copy of the book. I see you got the website right there,
yeah.
DFATcomics.com.
Yeah, just go over to DFAT Comics. We got a slew of comics that's ran by my co-creator and good friend, Casey Bowker.
Okay.
So there's a few series on there that you can check out. The Illusion Witch is up there, and you can find me on Instagram and on Twitter at Ruben the Writer.
All right, thank you, Ruben. Thank you so much for taking time out. I know it's a busy day here at the con. We'll be back with more here, Geek Culture Congress from Tampa Bay Comic Con 2021. Don't go nowhere.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top five Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.